Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 54, Patreon. So for today's episode, I thought I'd share a way for, if as a user you want to support your community or support a community of artistic type creators, or if you need some support in creating your own projects or anything like that, then Patreon can help you out. So when you visit patreon.com, you'll notice a couple of things. It's a lot of artists and podcasters and designers, a lot of things you might, for a lot of creative type people on the internet. And you might wonder to yourself that how it differs as far as services like Kickstarter goes. So I'll jump into that in a little bit. The Patreon website is broken down into two user types, or two types in general. The first is a patron, or patron, sorry, I don't know what a patron is, I guess if you're in Tron, but I digress. So basically, as a patron, you can, or patron, I don't know why I keep doing that today, but as a patron, basically you're going to go around, you can see people you want to support, and the type of rewards you get for being that patron. So for example, if you see an artist that you like, or you see a podcaster that you like, or a video creator, or a builder or anything like that, you can support their cause on a monthly basis or a one-time basis or anything like that, and you can donate as little or as much as you want every month, and you can see exactly how their payoff rewards go. So some, let's say as a podcaster, they might remove ads, or they might say, let's say at a certain goal, they'll give certain rewards, or even as a builder. So let's say someone's into building furniture and they say, okay, well, if I receive, or let's say if you donate up to $1,000 and anyone at that level will get a special thank you, or they'll get a special placard or a certain special limited edition design or whatever have you. So basically you get to see those rewards right away. And compared to Kickstarter, from my understanding, Kickstarter payoffs only happen once the project is completed and it goes to market. But Patreon is different in that it pays its rewards off as you achieve those various goals, or what they call milestones. So you'll see, you know, $1,000 payoff, $3,500, $5,000, or whatever the content creator is actually providing. And then, as I mentioned, you can pay as little or as much as you want. So you can do things as little as 25 cents or $1 or $5. And you can pay by services like PayPal, or you can use your credit card. So they are very versatile. And then you can search by person, project name, or keyword. So if you want to look like a certain category and see what people, what there is to offer, if you know someone who does have their own Patreon project or the name of their project, then you can search that way as well and go that way as well. But now on the flip side, let's say you're a creator and you want to get support for your projects, or you want to garner more interest in whatever you're doing, then you can set yourself up as a creator, so you can show off your various personal project that you're doing, and then create various trade payoffs for whatever you want to do. So at an initial level, let's say you're a podcaster and you want to give out stickers to show support. So at $1,000, you'll give out those stickers. At $5,000, you'll remove ads. And at $10,000, you might do live show, or you'll bring those guests onto the show or whatever. And that's just an example. It can be whatever limits you want that applies to you. But basically, you'll create those goals on your preset, based on those preset tiers, and that way whoever's donating to your cause can see the exact payoffs and what they'll get once you receive those various tiers. And as far as I understand, it's one of those things where you generally will do the payout once you reach those goals, rather than a predefined singular endpoint. So it's a continuing goal that happens every month. And to me, I actually kind of like this idea of using Patreon, because the donations and payments are directly tied to tangible goods and services. So once every month, you'll say, okay, once we reach this goal, you get this payoff. If you reach this other goal, you get this next payoff, and so on and so forth. So you know exactly what you're getting, and once you reach that goal, it's a payout. It's not an eventual goal, so it doesn't. So you know the variability is kind of removed. So basically, let's say I'm not going to say Kickstarter is a bad thing or the way the model works is a bad thing. It's more of a full-on business model where, you know, at $5,000, you know that once you reach that goal, then it's going to pay out. But the variability to me seems a little bit higher because you are at a singular endpoint and it's a much bigger payout versus smaller incremental payouts. So it's kind of two sides to the same coin where it depends on how you want to go. But as far as a podcaster myself, I will jump into why that ties in a little bit later. But it kind of works out because at different tiers, it works out a little bit better. If you're selling a higher end mass market product or a higher quantity of a product, then Kickstarter makes sense. So you can find Patreon at patreon.com. Signing up is free whether you're a creator or a patron, so no need to worry about that. The only time you're actually paying for something is when you make your donation, so that's worth checking out. But that is all that I really needed to cover, and if you want to support this Working Droid or the Geek.io network of shows using Patreon, you can visit patreon.com/geek.io and you'll see the full payout structure for what happens at the different tiers and the great stuff that you can expect out of the network. But in any case, if you're also worried about the security of using different sites or you're out in public and you want to make sure that your donation is sent as securely as possible, you can visit our friends over at proxpn.com. They'll help you safely and securely browse the internet and keep your personal data safe and secure as well. So whether you're just checking your email or donating to Patreon creators, you'll be as safe as secure and secure as possible. And if you have trouble accessing sites, then you can use their location sensitive services to access sites like Netflix and Patreon, whatever it may be. So, and be sure to use the promo code GEEK20, that's GEEK and the number 20, to get 20% off of your order as well. That's proxpn.com and the promo code GEEK20. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But that is all for this particular episode. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. Or find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And if you want to fill out our online contact form to get in touch with me, you can visit geek-io.com to do that. And find past episodes of This Working Droid and find other great shows on the Geek.io network of shows. That's geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.